Why does Apple succeed in getting people to wait in line for the new iPhone and Microsoft doesn't? Tim Verheyde believes it has everything to do with storytelling. He has written a book about it and explains what you can learn from a journalist as an event planner. Hi Tim, welcome in our studio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You are a journalist.
Yes.
A video journalist. What can we as an event planner learn from your profession?
A lot, I think. First of all, experience. Everything I do on television is about experience and about connecting with the viewer through the stories I make. That's the first thing you need as a journalist in this case, but also as an event planner.
Can you give an example of that? What do you mean with it?
Yeah, for example, what Apple is doing is not selling iPhones, but is selling an experience. The same thing with Starbucks. They're not selling coffee, they're selling an experience. If you walk into the store, you can sit there, work on your laptop, you can buy a coffee, you get a story of coffee beans who are produced
in an ethical
way. And even
names on the cup.
That's more and more you see, for example, on Instagram, there is this brand for shaving stuff and they have an Instagram account. And what they sell, they're not their shaving equipment. They sell stories instead. So you see picture of people, young and trendy people in the suburbs of San Francisco, downtown New York. They sell an experience around their product. And apparently that's working. You have to find a universal connection between yourself, the product, and the viewer or the buyer.
Okay, we're talking about storytelling. What makes a good story?
People makes a good story, not numbers.
Okay.
Last week I had a meeting with a company who were like pitching a story to me about food waste, and they're all these files with numbers, but it's hard to make a story out of numbers. So I have to have people who tell the story, and that's very important. And most companies forget about that. They think, okay, we have a dossier with numbers, we can sell it to the for example, me, a journalist, but that's wrong. You have to have people who tell a story. No people, no story.
So we have people to make a good story. Are there any other elements?
I think the most important element is the universal connection. For example, if I, as a journalist, make a story about a young child who is starving in Africa, that's a story that will touch me, but it's set in a location that I hardly know because we live in Belgium. But if you make a story about a young child that is begging for money, gets some money, and has to make a choice, what will I do with the money? Buy some food for myself or for my mother who is very, very sick? That's a story where I can connect with because everybody knows how tough it is to make certain choices in life. And that's what a good story needs, the universal connection.
Okay, so we can try to apply those things on an event.
Yes.
If you look at the future, how do you see that for video journalism?
The future is bright for journalism, for TV journalism, because TV is more than that little machine in your living room. TV is on your smartphone, is on your laptop, is on your tablets, is even all linear TV. For example, if you see Vice News, that's a channel with 5 million subscribers on YouTube, what they are doing is making stories all around the world about difficult topics. For example, a journalist from Vice stayed, I think, a few weeks in the company of IS in the Middle East. They made a series of 4 or 5 stories about it. What we do, mainstream media, is to copy the story and to show it on TV, but it's first brought online.
Yeah.
Another example, a company, an NGO in Holland, they made a story about pedophiles on the internet. They created an own story, launched it online, and the mainstream media copied it and broadcasted it on linear TV. So as a company, you have to be the media. So me as an old school journalist, can bring it.
But will this mean the end of traditional media?
I don't think it will be the end of traditional media, but TV as we know it, and that's what Rhys Hastings always says, who I met last week, the guy from Netflix, will be dead in like 20 years. And I think there will be a big change because nowadays you have to wait for 8 o'clock to watch your daily soap and then another TV show. In the future, I think TV will be like a big smart TV. You click on an app, you can see 3 episodes of your favorite TV show. And then, for example, at 7 o'clock, there will be something going flickering, saying, hey, there is a live event, 7 o'clock news is beginning. I think that is the future of TV. So TV is not dead at all, but the future is very interesting.
And you guys also have a blog on the subject?
Yes, we have a blog. We have a book in Dutch and we have a blog, howtostory.be. There will be topics on storytelling in Dutch, but also in English.
Thank you, Tim. And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.